Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We got a special call on the hotline. Somebody who is making their way back to television tonight. Stand by.
Bert
the Conqueror is back, starring Bert Kreischer. And cruise guest Bert Kreischer joining us on the show. How are you, buddy?
Good. Did you see my shout out to you in the Tampa Times?
No. I don't read the paper. Yeah, it's 2016.
I know. I did an interview in one of the Tampa papers.
There is only one now. There's only one now.
Is it the Tampa Times?
The Tampa Bay Times. It was the St. Pete Times. Then they made it the Tampa Bay Times. Then they bought TBO and they shut it down.
I just found the quote from Bert in the article.
What did it say?
I want to get Mike Calta to ride with me at Busch Gardens, Kreischer said.
No, never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Not for $1 million.
He said his next goal is after 10 more adrenaline-filled episodes to get you to go ride roller coasters with him.
Mm-mm. Never going to happen.
All right. Well, then I guess this phone call's enough.
All right, we'll see you later, buddy.
By the way, Bert is doing a media tour today where they called and offered us to have Bert on the show as a guest, and we said no.
I saw my list, and I go, I'm reading it off on Instagram. I'm reading off everyone I'm doing. I go, wait, where's Cowhead?
Yeah, well, I told Rob, I'm like, well, are we going to talk to him for 8 minutes before we have to turn him over to the Bozy and McCoy over in Iowa? Or we just tell him to call in when he's done and spend...
McCoy.
Yeah, whatever. I don't want to say anything that's accidentally a real show and ruin things for you, so...
Some guy kept calling me Blurt yesterday, and he goes, you can use that on stage. I was like, Jesus. You know, the worst part of this whole thing is Tom Segura and I have been in a tad bit of a war. Like, still friends, but this internet war. And he changed my Wikipedia page to, like, unrecognizable. And so all these idiots that don't know anything about radio and don't know anything about me have been saying, so you grew up in Wyoming.
That's brilliant.
Are you really allergic to giraffes? What?
We encourage our listeners to go and destroy our Wikipedia page on a weekly basis. We don't ever want it to have the right information on there.
Go in on mine, guys. Go to my Wikipedia page. It's unrecognizable. I literally have to get rid of it entirely because none of it makes sense. And you want to hear something hilarious?
Yeah.
I do Randy Bowerman in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Yeah.
And I guess there was a big story about – I mean, I wish I had this audio because you'd laugh hysterically. There was a big story about Jack Black. Everyone thought he was dead.
Right. He survived his third hoax death. Yeah, go ahead.
I go, hey, Randy, man, put a tweet out saying, rest in peace, Bert, and tell him I died free diving off the coast of France. And so Randy does it. We're all laughing. And Cal, I'm not even joking. Within the interview, within 6 minutes, Randy realizes what a mistake he's done. He's gotten 164 retweets in 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's like, Bert, I can't do this. We got to take this off.
Oh, you should have told me to do it. I'd be riding it out. I would have had to call your parents and tell them I'm sorry.
Yeah.
According to Bert's
Georgia and Isla, I'm not dead.
According to Bert's Wikipedia, he was born November 3rd, 1978 in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and he died June 6, 2006 off the coastal waters of France, possibly due to AIDS.
Oh
man.
French AIDS.
Oh, wow.
French AIDS.
Great to talk to you today because on the sad day of the death of Kimbo Slice, you are the one who turned me on to Kimbo Slice.
I know, man. I'm really bummed. I got to be honest with you. And you know what is blowing me away? I was older than Kimbo Slice.
Yeah.
That's what I said this morning, man. Didn't he look like he should be our father?
Yeah, he was 42. Like, what in the name? It's got to be heart-related, right?
Yes.
It's got to be drug-related.
No, it's got to be heart-related. It's got to be heart valve something.
No, I bet you it's from years of steroid and drug abuse.
I don't know if he was a drug abuser. I think it was. I guarantee you. This is my theory is he probably never went and got his blood pressure checked. He probably had high ass blood pressure or like stage one diabetes or something. And it had to be that. It had to be heart-related.
Well, if you're right, I'll go on a roller coaster with you.
And if I'm wrong, what happens? We shave my head?
Yeah, yeah, all right. We'll go back to Wyoming,
started. No. Why am I doing this with you?
What time is Bird the Conqueror tonight?
8 o'clock, double premiere episode. We're going to Maine and to British Columbia. And let me tell you something. If you see, watch the episode of British Columbia at the end, the chick that wins is the hottest chick I've ever had on TV.
What do you mean it wins? There's a contest now?
We'll see. We do a cheese rolling contest.
Oh, okay, okay.
This girl beats everyone, and she goes hard in the paint. And literally, one girl separates her shoulder, gets knocked unconscious. It's awesome.
We that sounds like our Grammatica kickball contest. Right. We play the Grammaticas have a kickball tournament every year for charity, and we decided to play in and get a team. And we've almost all of us were wounded. Rob broke his shoulder. I can't walk on my still on my left foot. Oh, it ruined all of us.
Holy crap! Yeah. Hey, what's shaping up for this cruise? Because I'm locked in. You know that, right?
Yeah, I mean you say that, but then I get nervous.
No, I'm locked in. I am locked in.
Hold on, let's hear how locked in you are. Here we go.
Oh, I was just recording that part.
I want to hear. I want to hear for sure. Ralphie's locked in so much that Ralphie's assistant's already called to make sure he's got a good room and all that stuff. So he's a lock. Bert has been locked in before and then has had to unlock like right before the cruise. So it makes me nervous. Plus, I got a call that said you were in like Houston that weekend, according to your schedule, and that got me scared.
I was in Houston, but I canceled it.
So now we are going on the cruise. We leave. Dom, you'll be going on the cruise as well.
Aaron. Hey, Bert. Good morning.
Hey, Dom. How you doing, man?
Doing good, buddy.
Have you talked to Ralphie at all?
I haven't talked to Ralphie at all.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going, and he's single Ralphie now, so he's back to being – he'll be fun Ralphie.
It's not gonna be pneumonia, Ralphie.
No, it's not gonna be pneumonia, Ralphie. It'll be kind of high checking out chicks, Ralphie, and then Bert will be there, of course, because we have.
My name is Bert Kreischer. I'm committing to Calta Cruise Number 10 in September, and if not, you can kill one of my daughters.
Yeah, so we got that locked in.
Hey, I'm 100% there. It's the 23rd, 4th, and 5th, right?
No. I don't know when it is, but I know that's not it.
It's the 24th and the 1st. It's 7 days. Yeah.
It's the 24th?
The 24th starts, Bert, then it goes all the way to October 1st, baby.
I don't think so.
We're pretty sure.
Get the bet.
Can we put money on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's September. Sure? It's September 24th and 7 days.
The lawyer for the show. I think I know when it is.
Someone go online. I'm being dead serious. Someone go online.
I'm online. I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, September 24th to October 1st, Amber Cove, St. Thomas, San Juan, and Grand Turk.
What do you think it is?
I had to tell it because I canceled. Houston was the 29th, 30th, 1st, and I canceled Houston because of it.
Yeah, but you had to. It's 7 days.
No.
It's the 24th. If it's the 29th, then you had to cancel it.
Okay.
Good grief.
Everything's always my fault.
I've got blocked out the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th blocked off.
Okay, well, that's on you. All we need to block off is to the 1st, and then if the 2nd you feel like going and doing stand-up, go ahead.
Wait, we come back the 1st?
Oh, brother.
Which part of this are you not understanding?
When do we get back?
Yeah, we get back October 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
8 a.m.
Well, time for us to spend with each other.
Hey, if you want to
jobs on this ship,
if you want to book the Orlando Improv Saturday, October 1st that night, you'll be fine.
McCurdy's Comedy Club. We can get you into one of these places.
Get me into McCurdy's.
Hey, McCurdy's is nice, man. McCurdy's moved locations. They got a really nice location. Now, hey, listen to me. Are you doing a call and sick to work show when you're here?
Yeah, I thought we were going to do it the 23rd.
That's the Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Friday. Friday. Friday. Play it, play it, play it, play it.
Listen, Toogie Toogie.
Can you send that to me so that I can wake my kids up with that? Will you send me that clip?
The Friday chant?
Yeah, will you send me the Friday chant, please?
Oh, the one where you say you're going to kill one of your daughters. Which one?
No, send me the Friday chant with the attached with the everybody's work. I love that. That is one of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah, you. It's because it reminds you of your childhood.
That should be your walk-up music.
That would be cool.
Let's do a Colin Sick to Work show on the 23rd.
So wait, what day is the 23rd?
23rd of
Friday.
October is a Friday.
Friday. So dumb. It is so dumb. All right. Friday the 23rd, we'll do a Call and Take the Work show. Will you let Rob open up that show?
Yeah, of course. Ralphie will be there. Ralphie can be on it. It's gonna be insane. I'm selling my body to advertisers. So I'm gonna get press on tattoos that have local advertisers, and I'm gonna sell them for cheap because I don't wear a shirt, and I'm gonna be like a NASCAR,
like GoldenPalace.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so Dom, if you want some advertising, I got my stomachs available, my arms, my back.
You know, what's funny is I offered Spanish years ago $1,000 for an Acid Dom tattoo, and you were going to do it, and then you faded on me. So yes. I'm going to go with Bert.
Now he's getting a Beyonce tattoo for free.
I'm going to get much more exposure with Bert Spanish. I'm sorry. Bert, you got it. No problem. Just give me an offer here. How much does it cost for a lamb chop? Give me the inner chops there. How much does that cost?
A lamb chop? You want it on my face?
Yeah, what is the cost of advertising on Bert's body? I guess if you got the belly would be the best part,
the
right?
Belly or, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the belly's. Oh, belly, you're getting that all day.
You can get it like Tommy Lee's right across the belly button. Right? Yeah, but you get like Acid Dom right over the top of the belly button.
Yeah, we can work some pricing out a little bit. I don't know. The Bert does take his clothes off a lot on those cruises. I mean.
Good.
Bert, you don't sell it right. You have to go, hey, Dom, I just realized I had a Morgan & Morgan wanted to buy my back, but I figured I'd run that by you first. That's how you do it, Bert. Yeah.
I got Fuentes and Kreischer below my stomach. I got a tramp stamp of Fuentes and Kreischer.
By the way, I'm gonna need your dad's help pretty soon. I'm looking to become the Donald Trump of Land O'Lakes. I'm just buying up real estate in Land O'Lakes.
Nice. All right, I will. I think they call that guy Ernie Hare Ford.
He's dead. Okay, listen to me. I'm very excited about spending time on the cruise with you. I think we're going to have a ball. We really haven't had to have a little vacation together in some years.
It's going to be a blast. I'm telling you, I got a block. I got it all, 2 weeks blocked off. We're there.
Yeah. And that Friday, we'll work on the Call and Sick to Work show. So what will happen is, these guys will come in, we'll do the morning show together on Friday, and then when we leave here, we'll go straight to one of the comedy clubs, whether it be Side Splitters or the Improv, and then they do a show in the morning, so you'll prepare to take that day off or take a half day or go in the afternoon, and we will drink and do comedy in the morning at the club. We did this before, and somebody died at the show.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy's dead, yeah.
Yeah, you killed him.
Yeah, well, I me and God.
Tandem. By the way, Bert blocked off the week after just in case he's planning on not coming back on the cruise ship. He knows that's going to happen. He's
gonna be left out there. I say five arrests this cruise. Okay, Bert's one of them.
Listen to this. Who's in for this, Dom? Okay, so where are we going?
We are going to a lot of different places. Yeah, so here I go. It's itinerary. We are going to Amber Cove,
okay,
in the Dominican Republic.
Amber Cove, we should do something fun in because we've never been there before.
We're going to St. Thomas.
St. Thomas is basically, at this point, we're just snorkeling because it's beautiful, but there's limited things to do there. So we need to either find something to do or what's that?
We could booze.
We booze on the cruise, though. Let's do something cool. All right, what else?
San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Okay, that's the key, Bert. San Juan, I am organizing a trip from the port to the cockfighting ring.
People.
Who is in?
Oh, I'm totally in. Yeah.
Dom, you in?
Absolutely. I'm in because of gambling. If it was just animal cruelty, I'm not in. You put a gambling in, then I'm in.
Can you bring who?
A kid?
No.
Okay.
I'm afraid for his.
Fights?
Yeah, like they'll.
He would definitely beat a rooster.
I haven't been to one of those since I was in Costa Rica.
Just because his dad's been beating cocks doesn't mean he's going to beat it.
Nothing better than the
And then we go to Grand Turk.
Oh. Bert, you're in for cockfighting?
That's going to be amazing. We're getting underwater scooters. You're going to love that. That's going to be your favorite one.
I saw that. My brother is doing that in Barcelona when we go on vacation. They have the underwater scooters.
Wow.
They're amazing. They change everything. It's like it's like snorkeling, but fun.
All right. So are you in for cockfighting, though? That's what I want to know.
100% not. Politically, I don't agree with that. Wink, wink. Yeah, I'm totally in.
Okay. All right. That's what I want to know. No cameras cockfighting.
All right. I got to go. I got to make another phone call.
Who are you calling next?
Russ Rollins. Should I just link you guys in?
Yeah. I'll go on the air with Russ Rollins.
Real quick, Bert, I wanted to tell you, I love BertCast. I listen to the podcast quite a bit, but I have to tell you, you should have titled the Doug Benson one, "Man, Bert is out of control."
Oh, really?
Yeah,
whiny?
Come on. Unreal.
An interesting podcast.
Yeah.
I love Doug. But yeah. I'll give you guys a call later. I love you guys.
Bert the Conqueror tonight on the Travel Channel. What time? 9 o'clock? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, 7 Central. 8 o'clock. Double premiere episode. Bert the Conqueror on Travel Channel. Set it on your DVR. Tweet it to me and I'll follow you and retweet it.
And thank you for the shout out in the newspaper.
Of course. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
See you, Bert.
Bye. See you, pal. There you go. It's Bert Kreischer.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.